The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's a piece that I hope you'll enjoy from my colleague, Larry Elder.
Please welcome back to the program, Professor John Eastman, former dean at Chapman University School of Law. He still teaches there. Former law clerk at the Supreme Court. For Justice Clarence Thomas. Professor, thank you very much for taking the time. I really do appreciate it.
Larry, it is always a pleasure to be on with the great sage of South Central.
Well, thank you. I want to talk to you first about the caravan, and then I want to talk to you about President Trump's assertion that he can change the interpretation of the 14th Amendment, which has been interpreted to allow an illegal alien to come to this country, have a child on American soil, and that child automatically becomes an American citizen. But first, let's talk about the caravan. Tell me what legal authority he has to put troops on the border.
Well, I mean, you know, the troops stopping an invasion in the United States is one of the primary reasons we have troops. Dating back to the Civil War, there's a federal law called the Posse Comitatus Act that says the U.S. military can't be used in the interior of the United States for regular police activity. But that's not what President Trump is proposing to do. He's proposing to put them on the border to stop folks from illegally invading our country.
Professor, how come previous presidents haven't done this? I mean, this so-called invasion, as you put it, has happened year after year after year. Not quite this large, but why haven't other presidents done this?
Well, because they don't like our immigration laws and they're not willing to enforce them. And they don't think about the full consequences of what this lawlessness is doing to our society.
Let's talk about consequences, Professor. What happens if somebody gets shot?
Well, that's a terrible thing. And, you know, I'm hoping that that doesn't happen. That's clearly what the left that is funding this caravan is hoping will happen. Even better in their view would be that it were a child, so we can get the nightly news running constantly until between now and Election Day. But the fact of the matter is these people are putting themselves and their children in harm's way by violating the laws of this country. They claim that they are refugees and we have an international law obligation to consider their claims for asylum. But as far as I've been able to tell, not one of them is making claims that actually fit this definition, the legal definition of refugee. They're not fleeing their countries because they are being persecuted because of their political or religious or race or ethnic views. They're fleeing their country because they want to go to a place that has a better economy. That's not one of the grounds for refugee status.
Why hasn't Mexico stopped them even after Donald Trump has told them to, even after Donald Trump has said he's going to withhold aid from Guatemala and Honduras, and I presume have some sort of economic punishment to Mexico? How come Mexico hasn't stopped them?
Well, the same international law that require us to consider their claims for asylum required Mexico to consider their claims for asylum as well. And Mexico should be stopping them because that was the first country that they entered into illegally to make these refugee claims. But some of them have, and I think Mexico is processing those. But some of them say, we don't want to stop in Mexico. We want to get all the way to the United States, which is just further proof that this wasn't concern about persecution in their home countries. It's just they want a different economy to live in. And that's not a ground for refugee status.
What would happen, Professor, if we allowed 14 or 7,000 so-called migrants to transport themselves through our country to go all the way up to Canada?
Well, Canada would stop them as well for the same reason. You know, I mean, there are legal processes in place here, and countries have the ability to define, you know, what their immigration and naturalization policies are. If you don't allow that, then you have no such thing as a nation. You have no such thing as sovereignty. President Trump is absolutely correct on that. Without borders, you have no nation.
Explain the grounds for which people can apply for asylum.
Well, you've got to have a credible claim that you are being persecuted or under threat of persecution based on your political views, your religion, your race, your ethnic background, those sorts of things. Just being poor and wanting a better life is not a ground for refugee status or asylum under international law, and certainly not under any of the law of the United States.
The president, professor, has said that there may be some bad guys there, including maybe people from ISIS or even Al-Qaeda. Is there any basis to believe that?
Well, we've seen some reports of that. I'm not privy to the intelligence, but it wouldn't surprise me. Look, that border is porous, and if you're stopping people at the ports of entry on the East Coast in New York or what have you and vetting them properly, then folks that are aiming to come here to the United States to do us terrorist harm would seek a more porous entry, and that Mexican border is right now the porous entry. So it wouldn't surprise me to find a significant number of potential terrorists in this group.
My guest is Professor John Eastman of Chapman University School of Law. Professor, what about funding? You mentioned that this migrant caravan is being funded by the left. What do you mean?
Well, you know, it takes a lot of money to transport 7,000 people, to feed them every day, over the span of space that they've gone in this caravan. I want to know who's funding it. I mean, if they were so poor in their country that they couldn't, eke out a living, who's paying for them to eat on the along the way? Somebody must be doing it. And quite frankly, it's most likely, you just kind of go to the explanation that makes most sense. It's most likely somebody that is trying to interfere with the U.S. elections by setting up a confrontation that then the news media can turn contrary to President Trump and his supporters.
Let's turn to the 14th Amendment. Here is what President Trump said.
On immigration, some legal scholars believe you can get rid of birthright citizenship without changing the Constitution.
With an executive order.
Exactly.
Right.
Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. 14th Amendment.
You don't.
You don't.
Number one, you don't need that. Number two,
I mean, that's in dispute.
You could definitely,
that's very much in dispute.
Well, you can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly
a very interesting
question.
I didn't think anybody knew that but me. I thought I was the only one. Jonathan,
I've got a good guess. Good
I'm
guess.
Impressed.
Professor Eastman, can he do this with an executive order?
Well, I believe he could. Let's just be real clear. First principles, the president cannot amend the Constitution by an executive order. Congress can't amend the Constitution by an act of Congress, and the Supreme Court isn't supposed to be able to amend the Constitution by issuing a judgment or a ruling in a case. But that's not what the president is talking about here. The Constitution doesn't require birthright citizenship. It says anybody born here and subject to the jurisdiction are citizens. All he's trying to do is clarify what that phrase subject to the jurisdiction mean. And it doesn't mean anybody who happens to be subject to our laws because they're physically present here. It meant something much more complete than that, owing allegiance to the country, being part of the body politic. And that's what the debates on the 14th Amendment make clear. That's what the early Supreme Court decisions on this make clear. And the Supreme Court has never held otherwise. So that would mean that the children of citizens or the children of lawful permanent residents are automatically citizens by virtue of the 14th Amendment. But the children of temporary visitors, whether it's a tourist visa or a student visa, or certainly the children of people who are not lawfully present in the United States at all, are not automatic citizens according to the Constitution. And the president is just trying to faithfully apply that clause as it was drafted and ratified and as it meant to the people that passed it.
45 seconds left, Professor. I thought there was some sort of Supreme Court case that came out in the early 80s, had some sort of footnote which people point to argue that anybody who's in the country, even illegally, has a child on the American soil, is an automatic citizen. Isn't there some sort of case that people point to that rightly or wrongly they use to make that argument?
They do. It's a case called Plyler versus Dole, and it's the ridiculous case that said that states have to provide free education to the children of illegal immigrants under the Equal Protection Clause. And it cited a footnote that says, look, they're also citizens if they're born here. But that was not a holding of the case. It was not an issue in the case. It was just what we call dicta, that the Supreme Court just with the back of the hand added something.
Professor, got to run. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Larry.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.